This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you found us, the Carson and Kennedy podcast. That's half the battle. We got into a discussion on the show of how to get our podcast, and it confused us all. You get us through the radio.com app, and you can search Carson and Kennedy there or the iTunes podcasting app. And if you're listening there, please leave us a 5-star review. That would be awesome. And don't forget to check out our other podcast that we put up every day. It's the Unfiltered After Show, which is a bunch of whole new content that is not included in this podcast. We'll have the Good Vibe Tribe for you. Brand new War of the Roses this morning. And something just really stupid that we talked about, which ended up being really fun, is if you had to get married where you met your significant other, where would the ceremony happen? All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing.
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Ah.
Don't do that.
Imami Houston has been mowing lawns for seniors and veterans free of charge during the pandemic. She lost her job early on and wanted to use her free time to help people. She's doing it through a website called iwanttomowyourlawn.com.
That's the audio we have for today, actually, if you want to go ahead and play it.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
I found myself laid off with COVID, so I decided that I needed to put good back in the world. I got out and just started helping. What we're trying to do is help senior citizens and veterans with anything that they need as far as lawn care.
I had no idea there was such an organization. I'm real happy and I'm glad. It helps alleviate a lot of seniors from getting someone to come and cut their grass, and also the expense of having every 2 weeks and maintaining your yard.
I love this.
It's awesome.
Can I volunteer?
Mm. I don't mind mowing lawns.
No. I want to volunteer Barrett. I'm not doing it.
I've got a riding mower at my house. I go out there every weekend. Can do it with a beer in your hand. It's fine.
Wow.
You have a riding mower?
You just need to drive around town and be like, hey, does anybody need some help?
Yep. So ride through the neighborhood. Hawaii's animal shelters are overcrowded because of the pandemic, so a group called Paws Across the Pacific just flew 600 dogs and cats from Hawaii to Seattle to make sure they didn't get put down, and it is the largest pet rescue flight ever. Two artists in Mexico decided to pivot and start selling baked goods when COVID-19 hit. Even though they didn't have an oven, they baked everything in a toaster for a while, a toaster oven. It turns out they were pretty good at it, so they took their profits and got a new place with an oven, and now business is booming. There's an owner of a gym in Washington, D.C. He found out that there was a 90-year-old woman across the street who loved watching their rooftop classes from her window. So what they did is they actually made a mural on the side of their wall, and it is the letter from the woman's daughter. And it says, Dear Balanced Gym at Thomas Church, this is an odd email, but genuine. I'm writing to thank your members for working out. My 90-year-old mother lives across Thomas Circle on the 8th floor facing your rooftop. Your members and your trainers have inspired her before, and they're definitely inspiring her throughout the pandemic. Seeing everyone on the roof working out and keeping up with their routines has given her hope. And it is a really long letter, and they painted this thing on the side of their 8-story building.
Aww.
The entire thing, and then they put the name of the gym and everything like that, which I just thought was really cool. A couple in Scotland had their wedding venue cancel on them twice because of the pandemic, so now they're getting married this weekend at...
What?
McDonald's.
Hey.
It's a McWedding.
McFlurries for everyone.
Mm. If you're wondering how Halloween celebrations might look this year, there's actually precedent. You should go look on the Google machine and just search Halloween Pandemic 1918. And you will see they were going through the same thing that we went through.
Yes.
Back in the day.
Yes.
And also, kudos to Spirit Airlines for throwing off a couple of people. There was another huge fight. It broke out on a plane. It was from New Jersey to Puerto Rico over someone not wearing their mask. And a scientist in Russia intentionally got infected by the coronavirus twice for an experiment. Why would you do that?
Well, to help.
He was trying to help, and he survived both times.
Yeah, and plus, that's how you become a superhero. That's how origin stories start.
Right. Well,
sorry,
it's actually,
Dan, I didn't know.
Yeah, it's all about herd immunity. You
if
know?
He gets bit by a spider, then suddenly he's going to be solving crimes.
Sure. He's COVID man. You haven't
but
heard?
But be really awkward with broads.
So COVID man has said that most likely we will not be able to obtain a herd immunity because the antibodies disappear after time. See, he got it twice, meaning you can get it twice, means we don't get herd immunity. So that was something that they were working on. All right, I think that is it for the Good Vibe Tribe. If you ever have one, please feel free to share it with us.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Emily is in for War of the Roses this morning. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Hey, girl.
What's going on with you and Logan? Why do you want to do this today?
So I'm one of those girls who was single all throughout high school and never thought I'd meet somebody in college. But then I met my boyfriend, and he was perfect. I mean, we just fit. He always got me without me ever having to explain myself. It was that kind of like too good to be true feeling. Anyway, we graduated last year and he got offered a job in the college athletics department and I got offered my dream job in New York City that I could not pass up. So we committed to doing long distance and we promised to visit each other once a month. And cue the pandemic lockdown.
Ooh.
It was a rough couple months. And a huge test of our relationship, but we powered through it. I'm actually supposed to head out to visit him this weekend to finally reunite, but I just found out something that really rattled me.
Oh.
So there's this girl that he hooked up with in college before me, and I never really thought much about it until I found out she also stayed in our college town after we graduated. I saw both of their Snapchat locations were at the same bar the other night.
Oh.
Social media really does tell all.
I'm saying Snapchat be snitching on y'all, man.
So is that a thing? It'll share with you geographically where you're.
We've heard this before.
Yeah, it'll tell you exactly where you are.
But maybe they just happen to be at the same bar.
Well, and that's what I was thinking too. You know, like he's never given me a reason not to trust him. But also, that night he stopped answering my texts around 10 p.m., which was kind of unusual. But I still figured, I was like, maybe he's drunk, and I fell asleep, no big deal. But now, like, I just can't get the thought of them together out of my head.
All right, let's
and
do it.
I don't know if I'm being paranoid or
I think
what.
We got it. I think we got it.
I just love that this is our first out-of-state War of the Roses. Appreciate you calling all the way from the Big Apple.
Yeah.
No, okay, and you understand.
I'll go anywhere for advice.
You understand how this works. We're going to keep you on the line. You have to be very quiet. Kennedy's going to pretend to work for his cell phone provider, offering up the dozen long-stemmed red roses, and then we'll see who he sends them to. Again, this is Logan Shelley, okay?
You.
All right, be very quiet, please, Emily, okay?
Okay.
Hi, may I please speak with Logan?
Yeah, speaking. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Shelley. I'm calling from your wireless provider. How are you today?
All right.
Just want to preface this call by saying I'm not calling from our billing department. I'm not trying to get you to change plans or anything like that. I'm actually calling from our customer service department, and we wanted to thank you for being such a loyal customer with us by offering you a dozen long-stemmed red roses that we'll send anywhere in the continental United States today, free of charge. How does that sound?
Really? So, like, roses for free anywhere just for being a customer?
That's exactly it.
Cool.
Okay. So, I just would like to start with a card if we could. So, if you could give me the name of the person you want to send them to.
Sure. Can you please send them to Lauren?
Okay. And what would you like that card to say to Lauren?
From shots to the bar to brunch the next morning. Thanks for always making life fun.
Well, that sounds lovely. Is this a new relationship you're in?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, I don't know. It's all kind of like being on our honeymoon. I don't know. It's kind of awesome, really. It's the best.
Oh, my God. You're shitting me. Logan?
Yeah.
I was about to get on a plane in the middle of a pandemic for you when you know I'm not comfortable traveling.
Hold on a second.
A piece of
Hang on a second,
well, what's
Emily.
Happening? Well, what's going on?
That is a great question, Logan. What is going on? Hey, we're Carson and Kennedy. This is on a radio station here in Boston on Mix 104.1. And we do something called War of the Roses. And you just, in fact, sent flowers to Lauren, even though you are dating Emily.
Well, I mean, I thought this was it was just a friend.
Well, we lied about that part. But you lied about this other girl, apparently.
I mean, she's just a friend. We had some drinks. We had a nice time. And I don't know. I mean,
you said you're in the honeymoon phase.
I mean, you know, it's just drinks. We had fun. I mean, you know, it's just like,
oh my
like a friend's honeymoon.
I can literally hear you lying. What exactly is not getting through your thick skull? First of all, you should probably shut off your Snapchat location if you're trying to be sneaky.
Facts.
You're not very good at this whole cheating thing. And second of all, I can't believe you're banging her again. You do know she called you one inch back when we were in school, right?
Oh.
Idiot.
Look, we were super hungover the next day. We decided to get brunch. That's it. There's nothing going on. You know, come on, please. Just come visit. I mean, you'll see. There's nothing going on.
Do I really look that dumb? You guys got drunk, she slept over, and you rolled out of bed and went to some cute boozy brunch. Really f***ing original. God, I cannot believe I did long distance for you. Do you know I gave up so many hot New York City dudes for you? Well, not anymore. I'm getting my airline money back and getting myself some new clothes and meeting a man. Nice knowing you, Logan.
Oh.
All right. So Emily just hung up, Logan.
You all right?
No, I guess I'll call Lauren back.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
You have log in your name, and you still got that one-inch pinch, huh? It's a bummer.
We always called it Millimeter Peter. I've never heard that one.
I've literally never heard either of those things.
Well, that's because you don't have
just
one like
lucky,
I do,
guess.
Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Real quick, here are some cities in Massachusetts that have officially curtailed trick-or-treating so far. Auburn has canceled trick-or-treating. Instead, they're going to have a trunk or treat. Ayer has canceled trick-or-treating. Groton prohibited door-to-door candy collecting. Lawrence has canceled trick-or-treating. Leicester has opted out of trick-or-treating. Littleton voted to cancel trick-or-treating. Lowell has prohibited trick-or-treating. Springfield is going to do drive-by trick-or-treating. That just sounds unsafe to me. Springfield, what are you doing?
What do you mean?
I don't know.
If everybody's slowing down and, you know, like it's a little parade, if you will.
Just come up with a better term than drive-by trick-or-treating.
Oh, I see.
And then Worcester is not allowing trick-or-treating. So those are some of the cities around Massachusetts that are not allowing trick-or-treating.
How do you enforce that? Like if a neighborhood wants to trick-or-treat, what are you going to do?
Well, they tell you you're not allowed to do it, and then there will be police out on the streets arresting children, Dan.
How does the government control trick-or-treating?
Let's get
the in. Man is everywhere.
Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Did you guys know Khloe Kardashian had the COVID?
No.
Well, she did. It happened a while ago, from what I understand. She was on the Ellen DeGeneres Show, and she talked about how she suffered from a number of coronavirus symptoms. And this is part of this week's Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. So that's how many weeks far beyond we are of real life.
Right.
So the producers are like, don't you tweet about this.
Pretty much. This she's been holding on to this piece of video for a little minute.
It's going to be fine, but it was really bad for a couple days. Vomiting and shaking and hot and then cold. And I suffer from migraines, but this was the craziest headache. I wouldn't say it was a migraine. The coughing, my chest would burn when I would cough. And I mean, my throat is still not fully recovered, clearly. But let me tell you, that shit is real.
So basically she said the worst part of it was that she had to quarantine from her daughter because as soon as she found out, everyone else had to leave her alone in this part of the house, and she had to stay there for 2 weeks without her daughter. Mm-hmm. And she said that was the hardest thing that she's ever done.
Well, at least she was responsible about it as opposed to that moron that plays for the Dodgers. Did you see now they're launching an investigation into the baseball player that got taken out eighth inning of the World Series because his test came back positive for COVID.
I have a question as to why his test came back in the eighth inning and not before the game started.
I don't know the answer
to
that.
That just like his fault.
It is his fault. So I think what they're doing is they're testing everybody every day.
Yes.
And they're, you know, you're not playing. You play, and then if it comes positive, they tell you you can't play.
Yes, but in the eighth inning of a game doesn't make sense because he's already been all over all those people.
But they didn't know, but as soon as you find out, like if I had a test come back right now, I wouldn't sit here for the rest of the show.
I understand that, but I also would have tested you and knew before you went on the air.
But no.
I agree, and I know what you're saying, Kennedy. It's weird.
No, you're supposed to get tested before you go on. It doesn't make any sense to me that they're testing people during the game in the eighth inning. They go, oh, we need to pull you, even though
he's already been on the field for 8 innings.
Even though you've been on the field and spitting whatever in front of everybody, like...
Did know, and they took him off the field, and then he went back out there and was like hugging the coach, had his mask off around the other players.
He had been around the other players the entire 8 innings, yo.
But you're just.
I'm with you. I would not have done that. I think it's ridiculous,
right?
And I feel badly that
this is
going to be what the Dodgers are remembered for.
Well, they're not remembered for this.
This is what we're all talking about. Nobody cares that they won the World Series.
Oh, I care.
Nobody cares.
Joe Kelly Fight Club. Or to Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
And you do not care that the Dodgers won the World Series? What are you talking about?
I care for Joe Kelly. It means a lot to me that he won. And his children. His precious, precious children, who I can't stop looking at on Instagram. Seriously, his wife's Instagram page?
Yeah.
It's all I do is look at their kids. Huh. I can't stop.
Okay.
So anywho, they're new moms and dads, but they took to the Instagram yesterday to remind us to vote with a really bad song.
Oh, okay.
Rise and shine and get to the polls now.
Vote in person, not with the mail-in ballot.
Now's the time to vote in person, people of the United States. Just a friendly
because
little...
This is for the future generations, by the way. This little ditty is going to be for Daisy Dove.
For Daisy Dove. We just wanted to say good morning.
Morning, and vote now, please.
And reminding you that your vote matters.
Is he voting in the United States, Orlando Bloom?
He's been living here for a really long time.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would imagine.
Why does she sound like us singing?
Well, because
she have like platinum records?
She was trying to sing that song. It's a church song.
Yes.
And I don't think he knew it. And so she's trying and he's not there. You know. They were sitting there holding coffee cups. It was ridiculous. All right, do you want to hear a good song?
Sure.
Okay. Kelly Clarkson said last month that
You were going to play the Mike Tyson song again.
Oh, that is a good song. Last month, Kelly Clarkson was talking about that she had a couple of Christmas things in the works. Well, I have one for you. This is her duet with country star Brett Eldridge called Under the Mistletoe.
I love this, but can we wait until after Halloween with the Christmas music, please?
No. She actually said, I know it's a little early. I just couldn't wait to release it. She said, I love writing new Christmas songs that have a classic throwback vibe, and Brett is such an amazing singer, and I was so impressed by his classic sound on his Christmas record, so it was a perfect match for picking him.
I like this. Let's get to Halloween.
Nobody puts not Halloween songs, Carson. What do you want me to do? The Christmas lights are already up at CBS.
Stop. Let's get through Halloween.
CBS what? Should be ashamed of themselves.
Right. They should be fined. He did the
monster. Well, what is it? You can't trick or treat. That's Halloween. It's just it's Saturday night. I don't know.
I don't agree with you.
I don't know. He did the match. He did the monster. I don't know if it's trick or treat on my street. I have no idea.
Just put out candy at the end of your driveway. If someone walks by, they'll grab it.
I want to wave hi. I got a costume and everything.
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to be?
A witch.
So, Tuesday.
I used to work with a girl, and somebody gave her a broom once to fly around the station with. And she had it hanging in her office for as long as I can remember. Oh, love her. All right, coming up at 7:30, we're going to talk Bachelor. I've got some inside scoop for you. And Carson, would you like to know what the Jonas Blessing is?
The Jonas Blessing?
I'll give you a hint. It's the opposite of the Drake Curse.
What's the Drake Curse?
Toronto won, didn't they?
No.
Yeah, they did, actually.
Do the mash.
All right, Annie is out today, which means Kennedy will give us your garbage traffic, brought to you by Exogen. What you got?
Okay, so traffic service of Heineken. We have a crash at Route 2 at I-495. That was just reported about a few minutes ago. So if you're out there, that's going to be happening. And the only thing to report right now is that the expressway is slowing all the way back to Adams Street. Heineken is giving you the chance to win $1 million. Look for the code on your Heineken holiday bottle and text holiday to 77000 for a chance to win $1 million. Must be 21 plus. Visit Heineken.com for details. Enjoy responsibly. Heineken USA, White Plains, New York. That's your Exogen traffic. I'm Kennedy. Why are you laughing?
We got a text message on the 203. The church song is Rise and Shine, not to be mixed up with Kylie Jenner's
Rise and Shine. Oh, of course.
Kennedy, I wasn't laughing at you.
Rise and Shine it.
Somebody texted in and just said, aren't all Billie Eilish songs Halloween songs?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
The entertainment that keeps me going.
On Mix 104.1.
All right, this is stupid, but I think that's why you like us.
That's what we do here.
617-931-1234. I see these things and I just love
it. Just getting to know you is what it is.
If you had to get married to your significant other where you met them, where would the marriage ceremony take place? Where does it end?
I guess technically Kennedy's DMs.
Facts.
No, but the location, like first
You're
date or
welcome.
Whatever.
We met at a place called 49 Social in the theater district, and it was because she had won the lottery tickets to Hamilton while I was in town.
All right.
And so this was like a great out for her in case I was creepy. She had like a hard out because she had to go to Hamilton. And I was like, man, I could have murdered you in plenty of time before Hamilton if I was creepy.
So Lana, my wife, came to the radio station to pick up some voting ballots because I was trying to stuff the ballot for my morning show. That was before Kennedy and I started doing the show together. My boss said, I'll give you a $1,000 bonus if you win the Best of the Wiregrass, which is in Dothan, Alabama. And so Lana came to the radio station.
And in Dothan, Alabama, $1,000 is like $1 million.
No, I could buy a house with $1,000 in Dothan, Alabama.
You could be it's king of funny. Dothan.
So we would have gotten married in a strip mall, a very small strip mall, where the radio station was if we had to get married where we met. Let me grab Monica, who is from Milford. Where would you have to be married?
So embarrassing. We hate telling people.
No.
We met at the Tilted Kilt restaurant, which is like Irish-themed Hooters.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love a Tilted Kilt.
Love that place.
I was a trivia host, and he had a rotating trivia night with his friends. So neither of us were like creepy people working or hanging out at the Tilted Kilt.
So wait, I was creepy hanging out at the Tilted Kilt back in the day?
Same.
How old you are?
I was in my early 30s. creepy adjacent.
Some of us got married really early and then had to go live our lives in our 30s. So
that's
don't judge.
Great. Thank you, Monica. I appreciate that. Kim is from Chelmsford. All right. If you had to get married where you met your significant other, where would it be?
Radio Shack.
R.I.P.
Oh,
Radio Shack was my jam back in the day.
Totally. Where else did you buy batteries?
Oh, my God.
Were you both working there or did you just happen to go in for the same D-volt battery?
No, he was working there, and I was working actually at both places next door. So I had to walk from one place. I worked at a dry cleaner's, and then I walked across, like right across in front of Radio Shack to go to the video store that I worked at after I left the dry cleaner's.
Right. And you just saw that Radio Shack pocket protector, and you were like, "What is on with this guy?" That's where I bought my first DJ mixer, Kennedy.
I bet.
Was Radio
where
Shack.
Else, there was no other place to buy them.
I know,
at the
right?
Time.
All right, oh, thanks,
this guy's
Kim.
Got all the HDMI cables.
Radio Shack didn't have HDMI. Stop. Stop.
These were like things
RCA
that, like,
cables, coax cables.
Now you're saying words that don't exist.
I know. Sarah's from Amesbury. All right. If you had to get married, where you met your significant other?
Hi.
Hi.
We would be getting married at a bachelorette party in P-Town.
Let's go.
That is a wedding I would attend.
You were both bridesmaids?
Yeah. She grew up with the brides. And I went to college with the bride.
Oh, so
I love this so much.
So did you meet for the first time at the ceremony or like before? Or?
At the bachelorette party.
Oh, the bachelorette party. Sorry. Wow, that is awesome.
The wedding actually hasn't happened yet because it got canceled because of COVID.
Oh,
so
no.
Oh, this is current.
Are you guys going to, where are you guys going to get married?
I mean, we're not engaged yet, but we've been together over a year now.
What are you trying to do to them, Kennedy?
Trying to step it up here.
I appreciate that.
We have your girlfriend on the line right now, and Kennedy wants to propose.
I don't.
We'll officiate in pizza.
That's right. Thank you, Sarah.
Bye.
Let me grab Yolanda, who's from Somerville. Where would the ceremony be?
When I called, I actually said we did the ceremony. So I was a bartender at a Tex-Mex restaurant in Somerville and served my husband a pina colada, and 17 years later, we got married there last year. So we rented the restaurant out and did a taco bar and tequila bar and had our friends, and we got married in the restaurant.
17 years later? That was long...
Yeah, neither of us wanted to get married, and my brother passed away, and we decided to get married on his birthday and have a big celebration. So it ended up being awesome. But and filled with tacos and tequila.
That is my dream right there. All right, I'll do, let's see. Can I do one more?
Maybe? Can I read one text really fast?
Sure, go ahead.
From the 603, my first, so there were two, talked on the CB radio and then met in person at a hospital boiler room.
Oh,
that's amazing.
That is romantic.
Is that amazing?
19.
All right.
Let's get married.
I got to take one more. This one is too good not to take. Good morning, Katie.
Hi, how are you?
All right. Tell everybody where you would have to get married.
We would have to get married in prison.
Go on.
Yeah, we met in prison. I was a nurse, and he was a corrections officer. And...
Oh, damn. I was waiting for you to say inmate.
That would not be okay.
No inmate here.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Do you guys both still work?
I wouldn't want to get married in prison.
No. Do you guys still work in the prison system?
He does. I get out.
Good for you.
Yeah. For good behavior, marrying him, apparently.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Thank you all for sharing your stories of where you would get married if you married where you met your significant other. The phone calls and the text messages were spectacular. There was one that we didn't get to, Kennedy.
There's so many we didn't get to.
I know, but this one stands out to me.
Go ahead.
From the 203. In a one-stall bathroom at Queeroke Night at the Midway in Jamaica Plain.
Been there.
Ah, the memories.
Get it.
We may have to bring that one back at some point again, Kennedy.
I like it.
That was fun. It is Carson and Kennedy on Mix. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirtiest service of Big Y World Market. So, Claire Crawley, season of The Bachelorette. Obviously living up to everything we knew was coming. As Carson so deftly described in Carson's Obsessed yesterday.
Pew, 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 pew.
Pew, pew. So Tayshia Adams is poised to make her entrance next week. And according to an ABC executive by the name of Robert Mills, he said it was pretty obvious early on that the season was going to need a new lead. He said he was on Nick Vile, who was also on The Bachelor, his podcast called The Vile Files. Say that five times fast.
That's kind of funny, actually.
I think that Claire was exactly what we thought she'd be, which is Claire. Unpredictable. He said that the network was interested in casting Claire as she faded out of Bachelor Nation after appearing on five different iterations of the show. He said, this is what really appealed to us when we met with her last February. She had kind of faded out of the spotlight. She was back in Sacramento being a hairdresser and really came into it like saying, if that's what you want, that's great. I'd be honored. But if not, that's fine, too. So he says that the network, you know, typically prepared for everything, but the way that this happened in her, you know, loving of Dale so quickly, he said this was crazy. The big worry was, oh my God, Dale's going to go wire to wire. And he was talking about how in previous seasons that In Nick's season, he said Andy's, and Nick was there when Andy was the Bachelorette, saying that was a bit of a problem. It was always going to be Josh. Since the day Andy met, we knew that it was going to be Josh.
Right,
but,
so it took away from...
But she played along.
Right. Claire was not playing along.
Yes, and she was not going to do it. So she said, he said that on Tuesday's episode, when Crawley canceled the group date, he's like, this definitely took a turn. This is different.
Right.
And she seemed to mentally check out with Dale. And then he said, we didn't know what else to do. There's not enough we can do. And it was always about, you're going to walk off. We just didn't know when. And never, ever has the person, the bachelor or bachelorette, not given a rose on a group date and kept it for herself. You know, they're like, if you're just going to do this and not vote people out because he's not there.
Right. She was advocating everything. She didn't tell the one guy. She had, you know, she had Chris Harrison do it.
Yeah.
She did nothing.
So, yeah. So I think he said that was it.
It's probably good for ratings, though.
Of course. Now we're interested.
Right.
As soon as that happened, that's when we called Tayshia, and that's whatever. So starting next week, which will be on Thursday, not Tuesday, because of the election.
Correct.
Tayshia.
I wonder if it changes, though. I would kind of feel bummed for Tayshia, because when they were setting up the show, do they... Is the Bachelorette involved with picking? Do they get to see pictures or anything?
No, but they did age the guys up a little bit.
Right. Oh, they did?
For Claire, because she's 39.
Well, they didn't at first, and then they got a ton of backlash, and then they put new guys in.
So I don't know what's
going to happen. But Tayshia said she wanted older guys, so that might work out
for
her.
But I don't know. I don't know if we're going to see new guys come in. I have no idea. So we'll see what happens on Thursday.
I think it seems to me they're going to keep the guys they have already.
Hard to say.
Except for Dale, obviously.
Anything is possible.
Dale's busy.
So Nick Jonas has a new conspiracy theory, and you know me, I love conspiracy theories. He's suggesting that by being a part of a Jonas Brothers concert, it will make you successful as a sporting team. Here is an example.
To fully understand this conspiracy, we have to back things up to September 22nd, 2019. That is the date of the Jonas Brothers show in Kansas City, Missouri. You know who was at that show? Patrick Mahomes. Cut to a few months later, Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs won Super Bowl 54. Next up, December 10th, Arizona. Who was there, you might ask? Oh, Cody Bellinger. Cut to October 27th, the Dodgers win the World Series. So, for all you athletes out there who want to win championships, Grand Prix, and everything in between, the key to success is to come to a Jonas Brothers show. It's basically the reverse of the Drake curse. Let's call it the Jonas Blessing.
The Jonas what?
Blessing.
The Jonas Blessing.
So the key to success is to have your girlfriend drag you to a Jonas Brothers show?
Yeah, that's
the pictures of them at the Jonas Brothers show didn't look like they were dragged there. I'm just going to say.
I'm just going to say Brad Marchand came to Mixfest in 2011 in the fall.
Yep.
And then you know what they did that year?
And while his girlfriend was there, he was the one geeking out to meet the people. So,
well, just saying.
All right, and you guys didn't want any more Christmas music, so I listened.
Okay.
And I decided to give you some Halloween music.
Hey.
I listen.
Okay.
Tenacious D have released a cover of Rocky Horror Picture Show's Time Warp to support Rock the Vote.
There
is a video, and if you haven't seen it, you need to get there now. It's Jack Black on some very on-point Rocky Horror costumes. With a little help from our very own Senator Elizabeth Warren, Mayor Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg,
Susan Sarandon, Sarah Silverman, John Waters, Jamie Lee Curtis, Karen O, Reggie Watts, Ezra Miller, Ilana Glazer, George Takei, and more.
It's just a jump to the left.
It's just a jump to the left.
It's just a jump to the left.
Oh, all right.
Put your hands on your hips.
Put your hands on your hips.
Put your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in time, but it's a pelvic thrust.
Banger.
Tenacious D was going to be touring this year to support the Democrats during the presidential election, called the Purple Nurple Tour, twisting hard to the left. But of course, it had to be canceled due to the COVID. So.
I finally learned what Tenacious D meant.
Yes.
The name.
Yes.
It's the chord and playing the guitar.
Yes.
The D.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Good.
Now I'm a guitar virtuoso.
I'll be.
I'm learning all of these.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.